Okay, let's unpack this. You're about to get a serious shortcut to being, well, truly well-informed. Today, our mission is basically to cut through all that noise, you know? Find the really unique, compelling stuff happening this weekend, August 15th to 17th. We've done the digging through, like, tons of sources, so you don't have to.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here is how these events, whether they're huge or kind of small, they really offer a direct window, into regional cultures, traditions. It tells you so much about different communities across the country.
Right. It's not just what's happening, but why it matters. Okay, so let's dive into the West Coast first. Looking for a real escape. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair up in Snohomish. Sounds pretty amazing, like stepping into the 16th century.
Oh, definitely. It's that immersive quality. You've got the whole village jousting turkey legs, the works, knights, elves.
Pirates, yeah. It really lets you step out of the everyday, doesn't it? What is it about that kind of total immersion?
Well, I think it taps into something deep, that desire for story, for kind of communal make-believe. It's powerful. But then you look at something like the Nisei Week Japanese Festival in LA.
Okay. Different vibe.
Totally different, but also immersive. It's all about cultural preservation. 85 years running, it's free down in Little Tokyo, and the theme this year is Konsha gratitude.
Concha, gratitude. That's lovely.
It really is. You feel it in the parades, the taiko drumming, the food. It's about connecting to heritage, celebrating community roots. A living history, basically.
So less about escaping from something and more connecting to something. I like that. All right, let's head inland, Midwest, Iowa State
A
Fair.
true American classic. Des Moines. You got the rides, the animals, all that fried
On
food.
a stick, right? And the butter cow. Can't forget the butter cow.
You absolutely cannot. It's iconic. But, beyond the fun, these fairs are kind of like living museums of rural life, agriculture, community pride.
That's a great way to put it. Living museums. And then for something totally different scale-wise, the Chicago Air and Water Show.
Oh, yeah. Huge. We're talking maybe 1 million people along Lake Michigan. It's
Yeah.
free. Get the Thunderbirds, the Golden Knights.
Oh.
Incredible aerial stuff.
Wow. 1 million people watching the same thing.
Right. It's one of those big shared experiences, unforgettable
Yeah.
and definitely loud.
I bet. Okay, let's swing over to the Northeast. NYC Summer Streets. This sounds kind of wild.
It is. They shut down major avenues in Manhattan, like Park Avenue, for miles. Over 20 miles, actually.
No cars.
Just people.
Just people.
Yeah.
Walking, biking, scootering. They have free dance classes, art stuff for kids, street yoga. It's amazing.
That's such a cool way to rethink city space, like reclaiming it for people.
Exactly. It shows the shift, wanting cities to be more, livable, active spaces. And speaking of longstanding traditions in cities, you've got Boston's Fisherman's
And in the
Feast.
North End, the Italian festival.
That's the one. Oldest continuous Italian festival in the city since 1910. It's all about authentic Italian-American culture, food, music, and the big highlight is the Flight of the Angel on Sunday. Wow, since 1910. That's real staying power. Shows how deep those cultural roots run.
Absolutely. It's a testament to community and heritage, keeping traditions alive.
Okay, let's head south. Memphis, Elvis Week.
Yeah, this is a big one. It's the annual pilgrimage, really. Lots of concerts, tribute artists. But the emotional heart is the candlelight vigil on the 15th. It's the 48th anniversary of his passing this year.
Right at Graceland. It sounds incredibly moving. What does that devotion tell us?
It's fascinating, isn't it? How a cultural icon creates this enduring community, this shared, almost sacred memory. It's more than just music, it's a cultural
A
touchstone.
modern pilgrimage, like you said. And sticking with fairs, but with a southern flavor, Kentucky.
You have the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville. It's all about all things Kentucky. You've got the World's Championship Horse Show, which is huge. And of course, unique food. Think bourbon ice cream, fried derby pie.
Okay, now you're talking. Bourbon ice cream. So again, it's that real sense of place, right? What makes Kentucky Kentucky?
Precisely. These fairs are like snapshots of regional identity.
So there you have it. From, Renaissance fairs to street yoga in Manhattan, Japanese gratitude to Elvis tributes, you've got the shortcut now. You're dialed into the amazing variety across the U.S. just this weekend.
Right. And maybe something to think about is how does knowing about all this diversity, these local celebrations, how does it shift your view? What are these gatherings, big, small, old, new? Tell us about our need for connection, for tradition, for just sharing an experience together, food for thought.